Kunda Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunda Bihari.
Gopi Kanabala Ba, Giribhara Dhari. Kanabalaba Giribhara Dhari
Gopi Kanabalaba Giribhara Dhari
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yamuna Thera Vanakari
Yamuna Thera Vanakari
Yamuna Thera Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2. Dear Chan. Dirjang Dirjaya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutas.
Kutas.
Twa.
Twa.
Kashmalam.
Kashmalam.
Idam.
Idam.
Vishame.
Vishame.
Samupastitam.
Samupastitam.
Anarya.
Anarya.
Jashtam.
Jashtam.
Aswargyam.
Aswargyam.
Akirti.
Akirti.
Karam.
Karam.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Uchara Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Vishame Samupastitam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Anarya Jashtam Aswargyam.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Akirti Karam Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Kutas Tva Kashmalam Idam.
Vaisame Samupastitam.
Samupastitam
到来
Anarya
不知道生命价值的人
Justam Practice
执行
Aswargyam
不会引向高等星球的
Akirti
恶名
Karam
什么的原因
Arjuna
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 一文
至尊人格守神说 我亲爱的Arjuna 你怎么会沾染上这些乌七八糟的东西 他们根本不是知道生存价值的人该有的 他们不会把人引向高等星球，只会使人声名狼藉。You can
read the first paragraph. To each one.
Krishna 就是至尊人格首身，因此 Bhagavad Gita 通篇都称他是 Bhagavan. Bhagavan 是终极绝对真理。我们可以通过三个认识阶段觉悟绝对真理。 这三个阶段分别称为无所不在的非人格 Brahman Paramatma 以局部区域的形式居于众生心中的至尊 Bhagavan 至尊人格首先 Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam 第一篇第二章的第十一节诗这样解释有关绝对真理的这个概念
了解绝对真理的人，从三个认识阶段觉悟到绝对真理。这三个认识阶段完全相同，但分别称为
Brahman Paramatma 和 Bhagavan。
嗯嗯 OK。 So the verse begin, this verse is spoken by Krishna. Krishna is called Bhagavan.
嗯，这一节是由 Krishna 讲述，Krishna 也被称为 Bhagavan。
So Prabhupada is explaining to us what is the meaning of this word Bhagavan.
Prabhupada 向我们解释 Bhagavan 是什么意思。
It is significant. He does not just simply say Krishna said, but he uses the word Bhagavan to describe Krishna.
他没有直接说 Krishna 讲，而是用 Bhagavan 说这个词。
When Arjuna speaks, then in the Bhagavad Gita it says Arjuna Uvacha.
当 Arjuna 说的时候，Bhagavad Gita 用的词是 Arjuna
Uvacha.
Uvacha.
Just like the first verse we did this morning, it said Sanjaya Uvacha.
就像今天早上我们念的第一节诗里面说 Sanjaya Uvacha.
But when Krishna speaks, Krishna is described as Bhagavan.
当 Krishna 讲话的时候，Bhagavad Gita 说，Bhagavan.
So we should understand the significance of this word Bhagavan.
因此我们应该认识到 Bhagavan 这个词的重要性。
So Srila Prabhupada is explaining, first of all, that the Absolute Truth is known in three divisions.
Prabhupada 首先解释到，绝对真理分为三个认识阶段。
First of all, there is Brahman.
首先是 Brahman.
Or Fan.
Fan. Fan.
Brahman. This is what is realized by the impersonalists.
就是由非人格，非人格一生主义的意识到。
Brahman is the impersonal feature of Krishna.
Brahman 就是 Krishna 的非人格形象。
Just like light coming from the sun.
就像光芒来自于太阳。
Just like light or the all pervading energy of the fire, the expansive the heat and the light of a fire.
就像火焰散发出来的热量、能量。
So the impersonalists, they focus their attention is always on the impersonal feature.
所以非人格主义者注重于非人格的形象。
In the impersonal feature, there is no form.
非人格形象没有具体的某种形式。
There is only a oneness, a sense of oneness. Yeah. How to say oneness? How would you say that? 这么说，他们用什么方法？
观法。
A sense of everything being the same. No, there's no individuality. That means I am you and you're me. And we are all one.
一切都是一。
In Buddhism, everything is zero.
在佛教里，一切都是零。
空。
Yeah, sometimes when I was in Taiwan, I would hear the Buddhist masters speak, and they would always speak about 空，空。
就像我在台湾的时候，许多佛教大师经常会讲到空。
They will never say Shen. God. They will never say God.
他们从不讲神。
They won't speak about even the soul.
他们甚至不愿意谈论灵魂。
They just speak about
空。他们只是讲空。
Because that's the Buddhist understanding of the absolute truth.
这就是佛对绝对真理的认识。
See, ultimately, everything is zero.
他说最终一切都将化为
空。
They say. This body is false, not real. And this world is not real. And we should realize everything is nothing. Impersonalists, they say everything is not nothing, everything is one. So you the Sichin Bushit Kong Doshi Yi. Yeah. Because they say this world is not real. The impersonalists also say the same. They say also this world is not real. But they say there is a reality. There is a one, and that is Brahman. So for the impersonalists, they think when you are liberated, then you become one with the Brahman. You merge, you enter into the Brahman. This is impersonal liberation. It means you give up your individual, you lose your identity. And you become one with the energy, the all-pervading energy. But when you enter into that oneness, that all-pervading energy, means there's no activity there. You're not a person anymore. Yeah. Because I am you and you're me and we're all one. There's only one. So, could you imagine what it's like if you go somewhere and everywhere you just see your own self everywhere? Will you have a good time? Will you take pleasure in meeting yourself and talking to yourself everywhere? No activity. There's nothing. There's only this oneness. Of course, there's no suffering. You know, there's no conflict. There's no clashing of personalities. Because there's only one. But we like activity. How long can you just simply sit and stare at yourself? Not for long. We like activity, we like to have relationships. But impersonal philosophy says no, this is all Maya. But many people, they're attracted to the impersonal philosophy. It's very prominent all over the world. It's common. Because people like the idea. They think if I still have to be a person after liberation, means there must be a lot of trouble.
Mm.
because I have a lot of trouble being a person here in this world. So if I have to be a person in the other world, then there will also be trouble.
因为我在这个世界上作为一个人有许许多多的麻烦，如果我到了另外一个世界仍然是一个人的话，肯定会有一样的啊。So
people think better to give up being an individual.
所以人们觉得我最好放弃我这一个个人。
This is the impersonal philosophy.
这就是非人格的哲学。
Become one with the Supreme.
和至尊融为一体。
You can become God.
你可以成为一个神。
Would you like to be God?
你愿意成为神吗？
Yeah, most of us would like to be God. All of us, we want to be God. So this, that is impersonal liberation. So after impersonal liberation, higher, a little higher than impersonal liberation is realization of Paramatma.
Paramatma.
Yeah, to realize that within everything, everywhere, there is the super soul.
超灵就是指意识到在每一个角落，在每一个人的心中都有一个至尊。
Not only within every heart, but within every atom.
不仅仅是在每一个生命的心中，而是在每一个地方，每一个区域。
Atoms. So Paramatma realization, that is the object for the yogis who meditate on the Lord in the heart. Paramatma realization is the goal of the yogi who meditates on the heart. Meditates on the Lord, on the super soul in the heart. Tamandamudi Meditation means to concentrate on God in the heart. To meditate on God in the heart. So within the heart is the super soul. But there are two souls in every living entity. Not only the super soul, there is also the individual soul. Some people, they only realize the super soul. They're doing meditation, and then they see the super soul, and they think, oh, that's me, I am super soul.
看到了自己心中超然的灵魂，就认为自己就是那个超然。They
don't see the difference between. They don't see that there are two souls. One is the individual soul, and one is the super soul.
他们没有看到个体灵魂和超然灵魂的差别。They
know they are not the body.
他们知道自己不是那个躯体。They
know they are a soul.
他们知道自己是灵魂。But
they think they are the super soul.
但是他们将自己看作超然的。
They didn't know there's an individual soul as well as a super soul. So that is the problem with the realization of the super soul. Many people only, they are just thinking they've become the super soul. But if they go on with their meditation, then they will realize not only Brahman, not only Paramatma, they will go on to realize Bhagavan.
但是如果他们继续冥想下去的话，他们就会意识到不仅仅有 Brahman， 不仅仅有 Paramatma， 还有 Bhagavan。
Bhagavan is the full realization.
Bhagavan 就是全然的，
觉悟，
全然的觉悟。
Realization. We give an example to explain this.
我们举一个例子。
Just like when they first built trains.
当人们第一次坐火车的，建火车的。
So naturally, people all wanted to come and see the train.
人们都想来看看火车。
They hear, the first train is coming to our town. We want to go and see the train.
他们说第一辆火车要来我们这个城市了，我们要去看。
So some people, they're all waiting, and then some people they saw in the distance, because it was night, and they saw the train coming, and they saw the light on the front of the train.
因为是在夜晚，然后有些人在很远的地方就看到火车顶上的灯光。
And they can see the light coming from the train.
他们可以看到来自火车的光。
And they say, oh, that's a train.
然后他们就说，那个光就是火车。
And they just go home.
然后他们就回家。
Some other people, they waited, and they saw the train, and they saw behind the train there are carriages, and there's lights also in the carriage.
有些人继续等待下去，他们。看到了光，也看到了后面的车厢以及车厢里面的光。
And they thought, oh, that's a train.
然后他们说，这就是火车。
And they went home.
然后也回家。
Then but some people they waited. They saw the train come into the railway station, and then they saw the train with the driver of the train and all the people in the train.
有一些人一直等到火车开驶进了火车站，他们看到了火车里面的司机以及里面的乘客。
So people had different realizations of what is the train.
所以这样就导致人们对什么是火车产生了不同的理解。
Just like if you look at the sun, you can see the sun. Sometimes we cannot see the sun planet, but we can see only the light of the sun.
就像我们有时候看不到太阳的这个星球，但是我们可以看到太阳光。
You see the light of the sun, and we think, oh, that's the sun. It's only the sunlight, but we say we've seen the sun.
我们仅仅看到了太阳光，就说我们看到了太阳。
And other people, they see the sun planet.
有些人看到了太阳这个星球。
And other people, they see that in the sun planet, there's also a sun god. Within the sun planet, it is not that there's no one there, but there's a sun god who lives there in the sun planet. So different realizations of the sun.Or we see from a distance, we see a mountain. And because we're very far away from the mountain, we can only just see the mountain. We cannot see anything. But as you get closer to the mountain, then you see on the mountain there are some trees, there are some buildings.And when you actually get to the mountain, then you see there are people living there also, and they're working and doing things there.
你真正走上山，你可以看到居住在山上的人，他们在那儿工作生活。
So these examples all help us to understand different realizations of God.
这些例子就帮助我们理解，对待。
That some people know by his energy.
有些人通过神的能量来认识。
That is the impersonal feature.
这就是非人格。
Some people worship the energy.
有些人崇拜是能量。
Some people know God by his all pervading feature.
有些人通过神的
无所不在
无所不在的形象来认识。
You know, we'll say, oh, everyone is God.
然后他们说，哦，每个人都是神。
Yeah, we are all part of God.
我们都是神的一部分。
But there's also Bhagavan, there's also his personal feature.
但是在更高层面还有 Bhagavan, 就是神的人格。
That he is also a person.
他同时也是一个。
Just like you and I are persons.
就像你我都是人。
So there's also a supreme person.
同样也有一个至尊的人。
Everywhere there's somebody in charge. Wherever we go, we will find someone's in charge.
无论我们去哪里，总有人主管着。
Just like in China, we cannot say nobody's in charge.
就像在中国，我们不能说没有人管理。
Yeah. There's many intelligent people managing all the affairs.
有许多。
In the same way, when you look at the universe, you see many planets moving.
同样的，当你观察宇宙，你看到各种星体在运转。
Do we think no one's in charge?
我们认为没有人在掌管这些吗？
Where do all the planets come from?
这些星球都从哪里来的呢？
Oh, they just come from chemicals.But where do the chemicals come from?
但是化学又从哪来？
And why do the planets all move so carefully in such well-controlled orbits?
为什么所有的星体都以如此精确的轨道来运行呢？
The sun planet is in careful orbit, and the earth planet and the moon.
不管是太阳还是地球还是月。
There's very regulated movements of the planets, 24-hour cycles, monthly cycles, yearly cycles.
它们总有一个规律的运转，有24小时的周期，有一个月的周期，一年的周期。
Every year you get seasons, you get very hot summer and very cold in the winter.
每一年我们有酷热的夏天，有寒冷的冬天。
It's not that sometimes it's very hot in the December or March. It may be a little not so cold, but it's always winter. You know, it's winter.
不可能在12月或者3月份非常炎热，有可能它有一点温暖，但是你知道就是在冬天，不是夏天。
If the Earth planet moves a little nearer to the sun.Then we will all be burned.
如果我们的地球仅仅向太阳靠近那么一点点，我们都会化为灰烬。
And when the Earth moves a little further away from the Sun, then the whole planet can become ice.
如果我们的地球远离太阳一点点，世界将会变成冰块。
But the Earth moves in very careful motions as well as the Sun.
但是地球就是这么小心的运转，太阳也是如此。
Can we say, oh, nobody made it? It's just by chance.
我们能说这一切都是偶然，没有人在管理吗？
Just like there was the one man, a famous man, Charles Darwin.
就像有一个著名的人叫查尔斯·达尔文。
Yeah, so he had a friend who did not believe that there's any.Person behind this universe didn't believe in God. So he one day the friend came to Charles Darwin's house and he thought Charles Darwin had made a model of the universe.
有一天他来到达尔文的家，看到达尔文有一套关于宇宙的模型。
And he.You could see, you turn the handle and all the planets move just like the universe.
他看到达尔文只是通过一个手柄就可以操纵了整个模型的运转。
He So his friend said, well, this is very nice. Who made this? So Charles Darwin said, nobody made it. He said, it just appeared. So his friend said, no, come on. He said, someone must have made this. So Darwin said to him, well, if somebody must have made this, then who made this big universe, the real universe? Doesn't just come about from nowhere. It's not just that by chance. There must be some intelligence behind this universe. Just like when we look at China, we see the big buildings and the highways and the trains and the telecommunication. Can we say, oh, nobody's in charge? It just happens. They're intelligent people, they manage things, they plan things. You know, scientists, sometimes they try to tell us the world came about by the Big Bang. Yeah. You've heard of this? The Big Bang? Da Bao Zhan. So, can we say China also came about by a Big Bang? You know, after the Cultural Revolution, a few days after the Cultural Revolution was finished, a few days later there was a Big Bang, and then all the buildings came about, and then modern roads and everything. No, it wasn't like that. In the same way, this world didn't come about by a Big Bang. And we didn't come from apes. We don't believe in Darwin theory either. If you believe Darwin theory, then your ancestors were apes. Our ancestors are all monkeys. In China, Chinese people have the culture to worship the ancestors. So have you seen anybody, have they got pictures, apes? They're worshipping the
ape?
They're all worshipping people. Their ancestors were all people. And the ancestors go back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And so Darwin was only a theory, could never prove. Could never prove anything. But the world came about because there's a creator, a person who built everything. And he has people who help him to do all this creation. These people who help him are called demigods. Banshen. So, This is a system of universal creation.
这就是宇宙的创造。
So people say, why can we not see this person then?
那么人们就会问，为什么我们见不到这一个创造者？
If there's somebody behind the world, why we cannot see him?
如果在世界的背后有一个人的话，为什么我们看不到？
Well, you can see him.
实际上你看得到。
But you have to be qualified to see him.
但是你必须具备看到他的资格。
He's not obliged to come and show himself to us. I could say, well, I don't believe there's a president in China. If there is, why doesn't he come and see me? I want to see him. He's not going to come and see me. In the same way, if there's some supreme person in the universe, why should he come and show himself to us? But we can qualify, we can become qualified to see him. So, we're hearing about him from Bhagavad Gita. Just we're hearing about his different features. There is his impersonal feature, what we call the Brahman. There is the all pervading feature, what we call the Paramatma, Chali. And then there is his personal feature, Bhagavan. So we will read some more. You can do the other one.
以太阳为例，可以说明绝对真理所具有的三个方面。太阳也有三个不同的方面，即阳光、太阳表面和太阳本身。只研究阳光的人是初学者，了解了太阳表面的人具有终极的水平，能进入太阳的人水平最高。仅仅悟到绝对真理 Brahman 特征的人，就像普通学生只满足于了解阳光的普照性以及非人格性的耀眼光芒一样，觉悟绝对真理 Paramatma 的人，就像进一步了解太阳表面的学生一样，觉悟到至尊真理人格特征的人，就像能进入太阳的学生一样。因此，尽管所有的学生都在研究同一个主题绝对真理，但只有 Bhakta 觉悟绝对真理 Bhagavan 特征的超然主义者才是最高级的。阳光太阳表面。
等一下 ，There's another interesting example。
啊，还有一个有趣的例子。
You know that saying in Chinese, Mangren Mo Xiang? The blind man massaging the elephant. Right? One blind man has got the leg of the elephant. He says, they say, describe the elephant. He said, it's like a tree. And someone else is at the side of the elephant. It's like a wall. And someone else has got the tail of the elephant. It says like a brush. And someone else has got the big tusk of the elephant. It says, oh, it's like a spear. Someone has got the ear of the elephant. It says like a fan. And someone else has got this big trunk of the elephant. So it's like a hose. Hose, a hose, a water hose? So, are they wrong when they describe? But they're only describing a part. That's the problem. But they're not, their descriptions are correct, but they're only describing a part. We have to put all the parts together to know what is the elephant. So in the same way, if someone says God is light, God is energy, God is light. Yeah. They're not wrong, but that's only a part. If they say God is everywhere, yeah, He is, but He is also a person, an individual. So if we have to understand how there are many different aspects, different features. Many yogis only realize one part of the feature. They fail to get the whole picture.
Narayana在内都不能像Krishna一样富有一切，因此 Brahma 在 Brahma Samhita 中亲自下结论说， 主 Krishna 是至尊人格首生，没人与他平等或高于他，他是存在中的第一位至尊主 Bhagavan， 叫做 Govinda， 他是一切原因的至尊原因。 有许多化身都拥有Bhagavan的品质，但Krishna是至高无上的，因为没人能超过他，他是至尊，他的身体永恒全知极乐，他是存在中的第一位至尊主Govinda，是一切原因的原因。
So this is Prabhupada is explaining the meaning of the word Bhagavan.
这就是Prabhupada对Bhagavan的解释。
Bhaga means opulences. Opulences, taifu. And there are six different opulences. The wealth, beauty, fame. Knowledge,
知识,
strength,
力量,
and renunciation.
和草,
so Krishna has all of these things. Every one of us has something of these things. You know, we have some will. We have something. But Krishna has a much greater. We can understand how famous Krishna is, that he speaks Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago and we are still reading today. He speaks the Bhagavad Gita in a few hours. We can study it for years. No.
Shudonya.
And although Krishna has all of these things, wealth and fame, he is not attached to them. We see people in this world, famous people, they get wealth or fame. How they become very attached to these things. But Krishna is not attached. He can renounce all of this. So this is Bhagavan. People are very beautiful, but Krishna is always beautiful. People are beautiful for some time, but they lose their beauty. As we age, we're not going to be very beautiful. Because he is eternally youthful. He doesn't grow old. No, he's eternally youthful. He's always a youth. 青年,
永远是青年,
You know, his hair doesn't go gray or fall out or anything. He's always a young man in the prime of life, the best age of life. This is his opulence. This is why he is Bhagavan. And his opulence is even greater than the most powerful demigods in this world. Like Brahma and Shiva. Yeah, they are very powerful. But they are not as powerful as Krishna. Krishna has many incarnations. Krishna has many forms, different forms coming from him. But he is the supreme. So any questions?
Well,
We can say that this is from the scriptures, the ancient scriptures describe this. And this is confirmed also by the words of the great sages. Great sages, 伟大的圣人。
而且这一点也得到了伟大圣人的确认。
That they all tell us also that this is Krishna's position.
他们也这样告诉我们，这就是 Krishna 的地位。
So, who should we listen to you or should we listen to them?
那么我们应该听取你的意见还是听取圣人？
These great sages are very pure in their habits and in their personalities. There's no fault. They give us great knowledge and wisdom. They're not attached to material things. They're not trying to cheat us or force us to accept anything. So, why should I not believe them? Because what they're saying is confirmed, is described here also in these scriptures. Ravi Dharma 是正确的。
就是我们学，我们以前上课学那个，都是学的达尔文的生物进化论，然后他告诉我们的祖先是猴，猿猴，然后他们还发掘了很多那个猴的那个头骨嘛，然后来化石，然后告诉我们，这是你的祖先。
Yeah, well, there some of our devotees did some research into this.And they've published some books about it also. And they have found a lot of evidence of discoveries which were made by people which were never used and which were never revealed to the public. That the Darwin theory is very good for convincing people to be atheists. Wu Shen Lunjar. We know, for example, in communism that Karl Marx said religion is the opium of the people.
如果在共产主义中，卡尔马克思说，宗教是人民的鸦片。
So in Marx, the theory of Marxism, they put a lot of importance on Darwin theory.
因此在马克思的著作中引用了许多达尔文的理论。
Because it helps to make people atheists. 可以鼓励听啊那个人变成无神论者。
他鼓励人们，鼓励青年成为一个无神论。
But more and more people are rejecting Darwin theory now.
但是现在有越来越多的人拒绝达尔文的理论。
And these devotees, they did a lot of research. They went to many different these devotees, they went to research centers and they found different evidences of scientific cover-ups, research which was found which was never revealed, it was always kept quiet because it did not agree with what they wanted to present.
关于这一方面就是一些奉献者在这方面的研究，就是在比如一个视频里面有讲到，就是奉献者们去各地的研究中心，然后有发现有许多科学事实因为和达尔文理论互相一致而成为导致背景，那些。They would
only accept evidence which could support the Darwin theory.
那些研究中心只接受能够支持达尔文理论的。And
anybody who came up with anything which would go against Darwin theory, they would reject that. No, we don't want this.
所有反对达尔文理论的发现都被排斥掉了。So some
our devotees have published some books and they went around the world giving lectures in all the major scientific institutes.
许多奉献者在全球各地的科研机构发表演讲。Just
explaining how Darwin theory is very, it's only a theory that there's no evidence to support it. That when you look at the different designs in the body, for example, the mechanism of the eye, and you see how intricate and how carefully and scientifically designed one eye is. And if you try to say, well, it just came about by chance, you know. Originally there were chemicals and the chemicals reacted and they produced some animals and then the animals evolved to people. If this is true, then why don't we see now that the animals are also becoming people?
如果生物可动物可以进化为人的话，为什么我们现在看到动物还是动物，没有？
Because if you say our ancestors were monkeys, monkeys are still here. Why don't we see some monkeys becoming people?
如果说人的祖先是猴子的话，现在猴子仍然存在，为什么他们没有继续变成人？
Because you know this is a theory that monkeys become people. So monkeys are here. People are here. Why don't we see some monkeys becoming people? There is evolution, but not of the body. The evolution is in consciousness. That our consciousness evolves from it can devolve, it can go down the way, but it can also go back up. That when we come to the human form of life, we can go down, become an animal, consciousness becomes more covered, or we can be elevated. Depending on our own desire and qualification. So, the evolution is not of the body. We don't see bodies evolving, but we see the soul evolving into higher, different forms of life.
不能说是身体，是身体的进化，应该认识到是知觉来进化到一个更高的层次。
You can see the different species of living entities in the sea, the aquatics.
你可以看到居住在深海中的生物。
Then there are insects and plants and trees.
各种昆虫有植物。
And then above that, then animals and birds.
关于它们的有动物有鸟类。
And then come to the human form of life.
然后就来了人的形式可以接受。
So human form of life is actually the highest consciousness.
所以说人这一形式实际上是知觉的最高形式。
But if we don't use the human form of life properly, then we become degraded into the lower forms of life.
如果我们不好好的利用人这一知觉形式的话，我们就会被降级为低等的动物。
I had some DVDs, but I left them in Hong Kong. So when I was in Russia, because the man who was giving the lectures about evolution had gone to Russia, and I had gone to Russia, and they gave me the DVDs, but I put them in Hong Kong.
有一些地方的 DVD 拿去那个俄罗斯去听那些讲就是关于进化论的，他们送给。
When they published their book in America, and they were on television, national television all over America. But some of the scientists, they complained, and they complained to the television station that don't put these people on television. And they got their book banned. But their book was full of evidence, scientific evidence. But because it did not agree with what they want us to believe, there are many things, many, many examples. Okay. 我们继续，你们需要休息一点，8:30。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Bhojavango ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.